When did you know you were different from other boys?
I guess I was about 13, maybe.
What do you do with it at that age?
I think the first thing that really, my first awareness of things going chong, chong, chong and all that at that age was there was a girl in the corner by the name of Lois that was really kind of always coming on to me. And I was just a kid. And one day we went around behind the garage and I was just frightened to death and I ran back home a few minutes later. And that night the police came by and she reported me with her mother to the police.
Saying
that I had, you know, molested her or whatever it was. And it was so traumatic to me as a kid. And that's my first encounter. And we didn't really do anything. We just played, you know, but all the foreplay stuff. But then later, my next involvement was, I believe someone came on to me in the theater.
A boy?
When I was a kid. Some man.
And you liked it?
No, I felt very uncomfortable at that stage.
When did you know you were gay?
Well, see, the word wasn't around in the 50s.
No, it wasn't.
And I was a very fearful person.
What
I was
they
living
call them then? Fat. You were a fat.
Well, you call me every name. They called you, but I was very private. My mother was a very, very private person and brought us up to be like that. You know, you just never talked about anything like that ever. And I was living two lives because in motion pictures I was a kid going, "Wow, look at this! What's happening to me?" But at the same token, I had all these feelings that I was trying to hold back and not knowing what to do with and expressing and not expressing. And my touch of reality in an unrealistic world were my horses. They've been major my whole life, Larry, my whole life.